This is Jim Fetzer, your host on Authentic News right here on RBN Live this 12th day of September 2024. Half a dozen stories about the debate before we get to very ominous developments related to Russia and Ukraine. Megyn Kelly explained why Kamala looked like she had a perfectly prepared answer for every question during the debate, and indeed she did. No doubt she had the questions in advance, but it goes beyond that. Check this out as Megyn explains. The ABC hosted presidential debate between Trump and Harris was glorified media hit job on Trump, and there's a pretty disturbing reason for it. Political commentator Megyn Kelly revealed there's a bit of an incestuous relationship between the Harris camp and ABC News. Kelly noted a top exec at Disney, which owns ABC News, just happened to be a close personal friend of Kamala Harris. The Disney exec is Dana Walton, who literally oversees the ABC News division and, according to Kelly, is so close to Kamala. She actually introduced Harris to her husband, Doug Hemhoff. I'm ashamed of those moderators at ABC News. They did exactly what their bosses wanted them to do. The person who runs ABC News is a close personal friend of Kamala Harris, who is responsible for Kamala Harris and her husband meeting, Kelly said. They did Dana Walden bidding tonight. It was 3-1 on that debate stage. During the debate, the moderator fact-checked Trump at least 7 times, but let Harris blatantly lie at least 21. Not exactly a fair or balanced debate. Meanwhile, and I'd be very appreciative for your thinking about this, I have raised the possibility that what we were witnessing there was, in fact, a person in a Kamala mask, an actual actress. I say that because her poise, her style, her expressions, hand on chin and the like, were so good, so professional. I reached out to a friend, Monique Lukens, who's a part-time actress and knows many of the players in Hollywood. Here's what Monique wrote in response to a question from a friend, Mike. What do you think in regarding replacement, meaning someone replacing Kamala on the stage? Monique, Mike, yes. Kamala's neck, too. Wondering if it is a mask. Look at the difference in skin color. Look at the difference in facial expressions. Pre-Kamala seemed more feminine, too. Could this new one try XY? Someone made an inference. I'm looking at the face and could totally see that. Uncertain, however, as am I. I would welcome any of you who do further research pursuing the idea. It might even have been a face mask. I think the earbuds and a whole lot of coaching could have been enough, given they had the questions in advance, because each one was far too perfectly scripted to have been spontaneous. There's no way they did not have those questions in advance. Meanwhile, Trump used Kamala's own word to shut her down during the debate. I'm talking. During a 2020 vice presidential debate with Mike Pence, Harris consistently, condescendingly told her opponent, I'm speaking, whenever he tried to talk over her. Critic fired back at the time, claiming this was a desperate move on Harris' part to create a viral moment. Fast forward 4 years later, Trump found himself on the debate stage against Harris. He took the opportunity to use her own past words against her. She gave up from Fox. She gave up at least 12 and probably 14 or 15 policies, like she was big on funding the police, Trump said. before it appeared VP Harris attempted to say something. Wait a minute, I'm talking now, Trump shot back. If you don't mind, please. Does that sound familiar? She went out in Minnesota, wanted to let criminals who killed people that burned down Minneapolis. Trump said immediately after asking Harris to let him finish speaking, she went out, raised money, get him out of jail. She did things nobody would ever think of. Now she wants to do transgender operations on illegal aliens who are in prison. Those were very telling points. Meanwhile, Trump hurls a major accusation at Kamala, and then she claims she owns a gun. I thought that was one of the oddest moments. I would ask, what kind of gun is that? Trump spent much of the time seeking to highlight the fact that Harris had been seeking to distance herself from her radically liberal stances of late. Indeed, since becoming the Democratic nominee, she'd been trying to portray herself as a moderate. She's done it despite openly holding far-left stances throughout the entirety of her career. Trump wanted to remind voters with one attack in particular. Harris's response, however, left everyone stunned. From Fox, she has a plan to defund the police. She has a plan to confiscate everybody's guns. She planned to allow fracking in Pennsylvania or anywhere else. That's what her plan is until just recently, meaning not allow fracking. In response, however, Harris shot back, revealing, really, I'd say claiming, she and Waltz own guns. I've made very clear my position on fracking. And then this business about taking everyone's guns away. Tim Waltz and I are both gun owners. We're not taking anybody's guns away. So stop the continuous lying about this stuff. The lies were right there. You can't count on. She has a plan to take our guns away. Meanwhile, the media is doing exactly what we predicted they would do after the debate. Following a performance that saw nominee Kamala play 2 hours of duck and weave, the propagandists and the liberal media are doing exactly what you might expect, drooling over Harris' performance to make the American people believe she's the second coming of Christ. The debate, hosted by ABC News, was one of the more biased presidential debates we've seen in recent history, as the fake news network came with one very obvious goal in mind: take down the Republican nominee. Moderators frequently fact-checked Trump, interrupted him, pressed him to answers, while allowing Harris to get away with spewing lie after lie as she spoke in platitudes while refusing to answer questions the American people want answered. Her lies included claiming her regime would not ban guns in America, even though just 3 days prior she said she'd pass an assault weapon ban, and in the past it said she'd issue an executive order to seize everyone's guns. Harris also claimed she doesn't support a socialist-style government takeover of healthcare, despite the fact she backed socialist Senator Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All bill, which sought to end privatized healthcare in America. Meanwhile, Taylor Swift makes big announcement on social media. Now, let me tell you what's going on here. This is really pretty strange. Hours after Taylor Swift endorsed Kamala for president, Elon Musk took to X, formerly Twitter, with a rather bizarre offer to Swift after the singer, in a tongue-in-cheek reference to J.D. Vance's infamous childless cat lady's comment, signed her endorsement post, "Taylor Swift, childless cat lady." Musk responded with an odd proposal: "Fine, Taylor, you win, I will give you a child and guard your cats with my life." The post was met with shock and confusion, even from Musk supporters. Ian Miles Chong, a frequent defender of Musk, simply replied, "My God," summing up what many must have seemed to be thinking. "I find that satire not objectionable at all, but let me tell you this. Taylor Swift was not spontaneously endorsing Kamala Harris. Kamala pays people to come to her rally. She paid people to sit in the stands at the DNC. She'd have to bribe everyone. I would bet Taylor Swift got $1 million for endorsing Kamala Harris. This was not out of the goodness of her heart or sincere belief. I would bet anything that's the fact of the matter. Meanwhile, turning to the very serious developments in relation to the Ukraine, Moscow has asked the U.S. to stop recruiting terrorists, stop Kiev. The U.S. should stop Ukraine from seeking help from foreign terrorists, Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rybakov told RT on Wednesday. Early in the week, Turkish media reports claim that Ukrainian security officials had held a secret meeting with leaders of the Hayat Tahrir of al-Sham terrorist organization in Syria's Idlib province. They reported offered to deliver dozens of drones in exchange for the release of several Chechen and Georgian extremists who then could be sent to Ukraine to fight from Russia. RT asked Rebhoff about the claims in an interview on the sideline of the BRICS Security Forum in St. Petersburg. The senior diplomat said Moscow has not brought up the issue with Washington because contacts are limited, but suggests that the U.S. should take action without a nudge from Russia. They should order Kiev to stop such activities. Otherwise, we will face further dangerous developments across the board. He's got that right. But that's very mild, because here you have U.S. ending its ban on long-range missiles into Ukraine. There's a deep dive with Daniel Davis that goes into it, but I'm sparing that to go forward to Putin. Putin says long-range arm for Kiev means that the West is at war with Russia. Here we have a report about it. Oh, this is Harris claiming no troops in combat zone during the Trump debate, which, of course, is a false claim. Absolutely a false claim. But the fact is, Putin has made that declaration. And it's accurate, 100% accurate. Here we have Clay Travis. Kamala's on tape saying the exact opposite of virtually every position she claims to believe now. We've truly never seen anything like this. That's all true. But what I'm saying is we're in deep, deep trouble. Here you have Scott Ritter addressing the issue, explaining that it looks like the U.S. is going to attack Russia. I'm very, very bothered by this. I'm sure you will be bothered too. Meanwhile, of course, we have all kinds of political commercials about letting these bad guys go, these immigrants who are committing murders and rapes around the country. Here we have John Mearsheimer.
How the war is going and what we're going to promise to do for the Ukrainians in the future. All I can say is that the guy is delusional. This is just craziness, right? Ukraine is in deep, deep trouble on the battlefield. And if anything, support for continuing to give Ukraine money and weapons over the long term is beginning to soften greatly, especially in countries like Germany and even in countries like the United States.
So Scott Ritter is explaining what's going on, but it seems...
We had Putin out some preconditions for the conflict in Ukraine. He was talking about just some regions that are already in the hand of Russians. And he was talking about that Ukraine cannot be part of NATO. And the positive thing was that he was willing to negotiate on the basis of what has been what they've been negotiating with Ukraine in Istanbul.
Sorry to say that video is not where I thought it was. Meanwhile, Chaz Freeman, Israel's desperate move to ignite a massive war. And is Ukraine becoming more delusional?
We had Putin putting out some preconditions for the conflict in Ukraine. He was talking about just some regions that are already in the hand of Russians. And he was talking about that Ukraine cannot be part of NATO. And the positive thing was that he was willing to negotiate on the basis of...
Here's more. Israel tried to block at least three investigations by UN bodies, holds polio vaccine workers at gunpoint day 338. The UN says Israel held polio vaccines at gunpoint and bulldozed their vehicles. UNRWA, that's the UN Refugee for Palestine Organization Chief, Philippe Lizzarini, said it's not clear if a polio vaccine campaign will go ahead in northern Gaza after Israeli forces detained and threatened UN staff on their way to begin the rollout. The convoy was stopped at gunpoint after the Wadi Gaza checkpoint with threats to detain UN staff. Heavy damage was caused by bulldozers to the UN armored vehicles. Palestinian and international staff traveling with a convoy were detained for more than 8 hours, but have now been released. Here's another. U.S.-made bombs incinerate, bury Gazan families beneath in a safe zone, day 339. Israel's heinous attack in Al-Masri incinerate Gazans using U.S.-made one-ton bombs. Israeli forces created a new massacre against displaced Palestinians in southern Gaza's Al-Marassi's region early on 10 September, described by the Strip civil defense as among the most heinous since the start of the war. The strike occurred in a designated safe zone where displaced Palestinians in tent encampments have been repeatedly targeted by Israel over the past month. Over 20 tents sheltering displaced Palestinians were hit in the early morning attack in the Al-Wasli, located on the coast near Gaza's city, southern city of Khan Yunus. We're facing one of the most heinous massacres since the beginning of the Israeli aggression in the Gaza Strip. Entire families disappeared under the sand due to the concussion missiles. Civil defense added entire families, over a dozen tents, completely disappeared after the Israeli strike. Yes, that's the idea. Make all Israelis disappear. Meanwhile, we have an expose about how Israel is spying on your VPN. An estimated 1.6 billion rely on VPNs to carry out the most sensitive tasks online, from watching illegal videos to engaging in sexual or political activities. But few people know that a considerable chunk of that market, including three of the six most popular VPNs, is quietly operated by an Israeli-owned company with close connections to that company's that country's national security state, including the elite unit 8200 and Deuvian units of the IDF. Previous Mint Press investigation into Israel's growing control over the tech industry have outlined how those units have been involved in many of Israel's most outrageous hacking, surveillance, and assassination programs, acting as spies and death squads.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
I have another video of Scott Ritter talking about what's next for Ukraine, unconditional surrender. Check it out.
So when you look at it from the Russian perspective, why would you waste any time dealing with the fantasy-driven theories of the West? Russia has always said, we're willing to talk. Sit down at the table. You have to be in touch with reality. We're only going to discuss the reality of the situation. We're not going to discuss any of your fantasy. Any notion that Russia is going to return the four territories that were annexed after the referendum, Kherson, Zaporizhia, Lugansk, and Donetsk, Russia is not going to allow Ukraine to have one square inch of that land. Moreover, because of Ukraine's activities, Ukraine will lose sovereign control, either temporarily or permanently, over significant other territories. Odessa, Ukraine will not be allowed to have military forces in Odessa. Whether that means Russia occupies it, who knows? Kharkov, Sumy. Sumy just, thanks to the Zelensky government, Sumy is given a death sentence because now Russia will not allow Ukraine to have sovereign control over that. And you could probably guess in Dnipropetrovsk and Mykolaiv, same thing. Any of the Ukrainian territories that border parts of the Russian Federation, which have been embroiled in this conflict, are going to be demilitarized and denazified, whether that means permanent occupation and eventual absorption or temporary occupation, it doesn't matter. Ukraine will cease to exist as a modern nation state after this. It'll be a dysfunctional state unless that it's ruled by a pro-Russian government, which is probably its future.
And that would be a highly desirable outcome. Meanwhile, Phil Giraldi, did Trump cause October 7th? I mean, what an absurd idea. What an absurd idea. I can't believe how many of these Sandy Hook ads keep showing up. Here we got Judge Napolitano.
Secretary Blinken and his British counterpart have just finished spending the day with President Zelensky, I should say, former President Zelensky. The secretary announced a total of $617 million in new aid, all cash, going to Ukraine. He announced, this is almost unbelievable, you can invest in Ukraine. The government is sponsoring a $350 million insurance trust fund. But just as absurd as these is cut number 19. Ukraine will join NATO. Watch this.
It's important that the Ukrainian people continue to hear directly from us. We remain fully committed to Ukraine's victory, to not only ensuring that Ukraine can defend itself today, but can stand on its own feet strongly, militarily, economically, democratically, for many, many days ahead, to securing the path the Ukrainian people have chosen toward greater integration in the Euro-Atlantic community, including the European Union and NATO.
Why would NATO even want Ukraine with its level of corruption and absence of democracy and now destruction over a war that NATO and Ukraine could have avoided?
Well, that's the point precisely. I mean, in the past, some bids that were made by the British and the U.S. to consider having Ukraine enter NATO, these were rejected by the majority of the countries in NATO because of the corruption, because of the fact that the government was involved in hostilities with Russia that's ebbed and flowed. And it was an invitation for World War III. So there were a lot of good reasons why people objected to this. And I'm actually quite astonished that Blinken has come out with this in such an open way, because it's an idiotic proposal. And just because we are arming and paying these people to fight on our behalf to weaken Russia, as our Secretary of Defense defines it, it doesn't mean any of this makes any sense.
You know,
absolutely right. Phil Giraldi's got it right. Meanwhile, we have more, a true history of how Hamas was created, but the question of whether the U.S. had pulled troops out of Iraq, the Iraqis don't want us there. Here's a nice piece. Victoria Nuland, war criminal. She's among the worst we've ever had in our government, among the very worst. And she deserved to be indicted, tried, and executed for her crimes.
That he can invade Lebanon, or has Lloyd Austin promised him 25,000 Marines?
These are great questions. I wish I knew the answer to. You'd think rationally he'd realize that he cannot manage a second front in Lebanon, a full-scale war there. But Netanyahu clearly is not driven by rationality, by strategic concerns. He's driven by political survival and his profound commitment to this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit. Fact bit number one. What goes in must come out. Whatever we ingest, breathe in, or transfer by contact must be expelled. Expelled directly as burned calories, through perspiration, respiration, or expelled via urinary and gastric channels. Every element that is not properly used or removed by our bodies become toxins. And toxins, as we know, are causal to every disease and ailment. Toxins are what makes us subpar, unable to be at our best. Be your healthy best by cleansing your body of daily and deeply embedded toxins. Live stronger, and we hope live longer. Shilajit, legit Shilajit, that is, like Colorado Shilajit, is perhaps the greatest homeopathic whole body remover of toxins made by Mother Earth.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Couple of reports about 9/11, both from the Truth Seeker. Remember when Matt Taibbi called 9/11 Truth Seekers hopelessly stupid? I came out as a truther in 2015 with my 9/11 novel, Locus Amoricus. It wasn't an easy decision. I anticipated being called clinically insane, a dickwad, promoting rank-steaming bullshit by the likes of Matt Taibbi, among other notable left-leaning 9/11 truth debunkers such as Chris Hayes and Noam Chomsky. Taibbi stands out in my memory as being particularly angry, nasty, and very sure of himself. Taibbi wrote in Rolling Stone in September 2006, 9/11 truth followers were doubtless agree that I am ignoring the mountains of scientific evidence proving that the towers could not have collapsed as a result of the plane crashes alone. To which I'll have to answer, you're right. I am ignoring it. You idiots. even if it were not rank steaming bullshit, my few scientist friends assure me that it is, none of that stuff would prove anything. Despite his fairly recent road to Damascus conversion, finally realizing that left journalism has lost its way and now supports the U.S. empire, the surveillance state, and the censorship industrial complex, Tyabi hasn't, insofar as I know, reflected much upon the deeds of his earlier self when he was a rabid attacker of those who would report a few facts about how gravity works. Yes, exactly. And Henry Mack, also in Truth Seeker, on being a skunk at the Jewish garden party. Why do I keep reminding people about the Jewish conspiracy? It is boring and hateful to remind people they are victims of a long-standing occult campaign to enslave and kill them is considered hate, no matter how much evidence you provide, especially if this campaign is identified with organized Jewry, which pilfered the nation's credit cards and brought everyone and everything of value. Thus, Tucker Carlson snubs Stu Peters, who has the courage and integrity to name the Jew. YouTube temporarily suspends Candace Owens for the same reason. I receive repeated warnings from Max. What? We are not allowed to name our oppressor. This is gaslighting. I speak for assimilated Jews who do not want blame for an ancient sinister agenda, which they had no part in forging and find repulsive. The mainstream doesn't want people to know, and the people don't want to know, that world wars are contrived by Satanist Jewish bankers and Freemasons to undermine and destroy civilization. The Harris-Trump election is pure gaslighting. Trump and Harris represent the Zionist right and communist left branches of Freemasonry, which is an instrument of organized Jewry. Neither candidate represents the interests of Americans. Trump has been chosen to win in order to sucker the goyim into participating in the third Judeo-Masonic World War calling. Both Woodrow Wilson and FDR pledged to keep America out of world wars and then used a false flag to break their promises. Trump will do the same. They use the same old playbook, and the goyim are none the wiser. Meanwhile, Ultimate Debate Showdown, as it happens, by Andrew Anglin, this in oons.com. Note for anyone watching tonight, because they missed it, here is a drinking game created by Matt Tiabi. It's difficult. You'll definitely get seriously smashed. Even I would get smashed playing that game, and I have the alcoholic tolerance of a hippopotamus. Right off the bat, things were weird. As Kamala went to shake Trump's hand and said, "I'm Kamala Harris." Like, oh, bitch, we know your name already. No one knows how to say it, but we know it. Kamala got the first question, and it's painful to watch her talk. It is most focus group talking point tripe I've ever heard. You can't even concentrate on it. It just sounds like noise. During the first question, she begins to break down and speak gibberish, apparently forgetting the talking points. And there you can see the earrings, the earbuds, so clearly. Kind of boring back and forth. We already know everything Trump is going to say because he says the same old stuff. He's not clear on abortion, and there was some back and forth on that, which might have been interesting to someone. But he's refined his position, made it clear. He just wants it in the states. He also dodged the national ban thing by saying it doesn't matter because it would never come to a vote. Funny part, the moderator brought up that J.D. Vance said Trump would veto a national abortion ban, and Trump said, well, I don't even mind if he has his own views, but I'm not sure he should be speaking for me. And they're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats, they're eating the pets of the people who live there. He said of the grotesque incomers in this town in Ohio, the people television are saying their dog was eaten by the people who went there. That brought a cackle from Kamala. He said, talk about the extremists. Well, here we had the moderators intervene, but I've had reported stories about it happened with all those Haitians. Meanwhile, after the Dems refused to remove RFK Jr. from swing state ballots, he asked all his supporters to vote Trump. Very smart move. Kennedy's never been shy about criticizing the modern Democrat Party, arguing it drifted too far left and abandoned core American principles like freedom of speech. His concerns, which align more with conservative and libertarian views these days, have led him to join forces with Trump, a partnership that would have been unthinkable just a few years ago. Yet here we are in 2024. Kennedy is now a full-throated advocate for the former president to return to the White House. He recently raised eyebrows when he only called on supporters to vote for Trump if they lived in a swing state. Fortunately, he has since corrected that from Fox. No matter what state you live in, you should be voting for Donald Trump, Kennedy said in a video posted to social media. That's the only way that we can get me and everything I stand for into Washington, D.C. and fulfill the mission of my campaign. Right now, freedom of speech is under withering, relentless attack in America and across the globe. But at least we still have enough here that you can watch this video. We can still run an opposition political campaign. Well done, RFK Jr. Meanwhile, a judge has delayed Trump's sentencing in the January 6th case until after the 2024 election. In a dramatic twist worthy of a primetime soap opera, Judge Tanya Chutkan has now ensured the saga surrounding former President Trump's January 6th case won't reach a courtroom before the 2024 election. It seems a calendar has become the friend of some and the foe of others in this political theater. On her newly minted pretrial schedule, released with all the urgency of a sluggish bureaucracy, she's given the green light to a timeline that would stretch on longer than most people's extension ban during a presidential debate. That case, of course, in my opinion, has been vitiated by the Supreme Court ruling that Trump cannot be tried or prosecuted for anything he did in the conduct of his duties. We're ensuring that the laws about elections are faithfully enforced are included among them. Meanwhile, fact check. In a presidential debate, Harris deflects on her border record. This was egregious. When asked, why did the admin wait until 6 months before the election to act on the border crisis? And if she would have done anything differently from Biden, Harris didn't answer the question. She deflected by repeating the claim she previously made about prosecuting transnational criminal organizations when she was Attorney General of California. I'm the only person on stage. But Trump really called her out by suggesting she should go down right now after the debate to the White House, get Biden out of bed, and issue an executive order to shut the border, which could be done today. Absolutely right. Very important. Meanwhile, and how many times have I made this point? Federal government hiding data showing shootings stopped by good guys with guns. The CDC, FBI, and legacy media are conspiring to debunk the truth that armed law-abiding citizens prevent crime and stop mass shootings. For years, Democrats and anti-gunners have sought to disprove the so-called good guy with a gun myth in order to advance their gun control agenda. However, John R. Lott Jr. and the Crime Prevention Research Center have put years of research into their study of good guys with guns. In fact, the CPRC, that's a Crime Prevention Research Center, estimates law-abiding citizens with guns have stopped 35% of active shootings over the last decade, even 39.6 in the last 5 years. However, FBI numbers don't match. The FBI defines an active shooter as occurring when an individual actively kills or attempts to kill people in a populated public area. This measure includes everything from just one person shot at, even if the target were not hit, into a mass public shooting. It doesn't include, however, shootings involving other crimes such as robbery or fighting over drug turf. To compile its list, the FBI hired researchers at Texas State University. Police departments don't record these issues, so the researchers relied on Google to find news stories about them. As such, FBI evidence relies on a data set that is actively hostile to truth. John Arlott Jr. even worked at as the senior advisor for research and statistics for the U.S. Department of Justice, which included evaluating FBI active shooting reports. During his time with DOJ, Lott discovered that the FBI either missed or misidentified many cases of civilians using guns to stop attacks. To compare, the FBI report that armed citizens only stopped 14 of 350 active shooter cases between 2014 and 2023, compared to the CPRC's numbers of 180 out of 515. The CPRC's numbers even included 27 cases where a law-abiding citizen with a gun stopped an attacker before he could fire a single shot. Additionally, the Center for Disease Control under the Biden admin has also sought to suppress data proving that armed citizens help prevent crime by removing its estimates of defensive gun use from its own website. Previously, CDC referenced a 2013 National Academy of Science report noting that people use guns to stop crime anywhere from about 64,000 to 3 million times a year. Lott said the decision was taken after gun control activist Mark Bryant, founder of the Gun Violence Archive, lobbied the CDC to remove misinformation regarding defensive gun use estimations because they're cited by gun rights folks to stop gun control legislation. Soon after, the CDC took down these estimates and now lists no numbers. Well, look at that. You got a lobbyist who's anti-gun lobbying to remove evidence because their side, he claims, supports guns, but his side obviously opposes them. How many times have I reported that Americans use guns to defend themselves millions of times every year, resulting in saving an estimated 200,000 lives per annum? Meanwhile, Representative Massey has introduced a national constitutional carry bill. Excellent. Officially filed under H.R. 9534, the National Constitutional Carry Act will ensure that all law-abiding citizens can carry a firearm for self-defense, openly or concealed, without being subjected to bureaucratic rigmarole regulations, expensive fees, and ADF intervention. Currently, 29 states across the nation recognize some form of constitutional carry as law of the land, meaning more than 147 million Americans live in a constitutional carry state. I do, and I have a concealed carry permit. That's nearly half the country, as 150 million Americans reside in the 21 non-constitutional carry states. Representative Massey and the National Association for Gun Rights thinks it's time to bring this landmark legislation to the other half of America and restore their right to carry a firearm without government intervention. Dudley Brown, president of the National Association for Gun Rights, has signaled his support for the bill. This is the only bill that will ensure all law-abiding Americans can enjoy real constitutional carry without being subjected to outrageous New York-style permit regulations, expensive fees, or ATF intervention on the right to carry. Thomas Massie is a gun right champion, and we support the real constitutional carry bill 100%. The right of law-abiding citizens to carry a firearm to protect themselves and their families has been chipped away by gun control zealots for decades. But in just the last 10 years, grassroots efforts by national NAGR members have gotten constitutional carry passed in over 24 states. And it's time all 50 enjoy the same freedom.
When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind, I'll open up the door.
Hey there, this is Sheila with Hempaste by MyNutra. Why is Hempaste better than other CBD options on the market? It's important to point out that the common CBD oil does not contain CBDA or CBGA, and they're only found in fresh or raw hemp products, like Hempaste. Hempaste contains the entire plant, minus any stems. This means the product retains the complete genetic code of the plant, which also includes those two vital cannabinoids, CBGA and CBDA. Over and over, experts keep saying the more intact or less processed the hemp plant is, the more effective it is. Happy Hemp Paste.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org. And visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Call 855-656-8872. Mention RBN.
Get More Tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get More Tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get More Tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it. Contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine, reduce your emissions, and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A 5-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel the difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind, I'll open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down.
Well, final story, it's rather odd. 42 attorneys general have demanded the Surgeon General put warnings on social media. in a move that's undoubtedly going to be used to justify more censorship. 42 state and U.S. territory attorneys general are urging Congress to mandate Surgeon General warnings on algorithm-driven social media platforms aiming to control the growing mental health crisis among American youth, which I can guarantee you isn't fostered by the social media. It's their opportunity to explore diverse opinions and learn what's really going on, not under the control of the mainstream media. The group, representing 39 states, the District of Columbia, American Samoa, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, sent a letter on September 9th to House Speaker Johnson, Senate Majority Leader Schumer, and Senate Minority Leader McConnell, calling for swift federal action to address the harmful impact of social media on young people. The push follows U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy's call in June for such labels, which would serve as a reminder that social media has not been proven safe for youth. Not been proven safe for youth. It hasn't been proven harmful. I guarantee it's far better than the controlled media to which we're all being exposed. This move is absurd. Bertie pointed out that warning labels on products like tobacco have successfully raised awareness and changed behavior, suggesting similar potential benefits for social media platforms, but they haven't even shown that the social media are harmful. We, the attorneys general of 42 undersigned states, write in support of the United States Surgeon General's recent call. Young people are facing a mental health crisis. That's because their government's whacked out. Because the government's supporting genocide in Israel. Because the government's supporting open borders. Because the government's defunding the police. Because the government is lying men in women's sports. The government is in a mental health crisis, not the young people, which is fueled in large part by social media bullshit. The attorney general cited research linking social media to increased rates of depression, anxiety, and suicidal thought. That's because they're learning the truth. And in a situation that's insane, depression is a common and rational response. I find this insulting beyond belief. While several states have already taken steps to address the issue, such as Tennessee's Protecting Children from Social Media Act, which required parental consent for minors to create...
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to the second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live this 12th day of September 2024, where I take your calls. First up, Paul in New Jersey. Paul, join the conversation.
Hello, Mr. Fetzer. Mr. Fetzer, I'd like to make some comments based on what Sammy had said yesterday. He had said how Kamala can win.
Yeah.
And we should remember that line by Bill Clinton, when Bill Clinton said, "It's the economy, stupid."
Yes. Well, no, it was case, actually it was James Carville. It wasn't Bill. It was James Carville.
Yeah, it's a great line. But the reality is, the more important saying is demographics are destiny. And I contend it's the demographics. And we should remember the Republicans have known for decades that with the, the immigrants coming in hordes, that they wanted to work on their farms out in California, and the former red state of California is a great example, and B1 Bob Dornan and his role in turning California blue, right? We should know that as time goes on and the population of whites declines percentage-wise, that the voting would become more and more liberal and for democratic and for a wacky form of socialism. Now, if we go through, just guessing upon what's going to happen in this election, we should start with the largest demographic group in the United States, which is white women. And white women, because of the abortion issue and because of the Handmaid's Tale type narrative that spooks them, and the leadership of Taylor Swift, I would assume white women are going to go 55%, 60% for Harris. That is my guess, right? And then as for white males, it's going to be 70% for Trump, easy, right? Then we go down Hispanic men, I'd say maybe 60% for Trump. And I would argue for Hispanic women, about 70% for Harris. I'd say black women, 90% for Harris. I'd say black men, 75% for Harris. Then if you factor in Asians, as we go down this list, I'd say combined, not separating the sexes, I'd say 80% of Asians will be voting for Harris. And I'd say for Jews, the same, 80% for Harris. The fact is, when you add those numbers up, Trump loses. And I think people need to remember that this country was founded by white men. The only people who were allowed to vote in its inception were white men. And so why should we be surprised when we had the recipe of a successful republic, and then as time went on, we diverted from the intentions of our founders. We flooded our country with non-white migrants. And now we're supposed to be surprised that white males are dispossessed from the political process. And the political process has been subsumed or taken over by, again, naive white teenage women and the young women and the abortion issue. And the hordes of non-whites, and by the way, I didn't even include homosexuals in here. If you factor in homosexuals, they're going to be probably 80% for Harris. And so when you add it all up, the demography does not look good for Trump. And likewise, when you factor in cheating, right? Don't be surprised if the first female president of the United States is going to be a brown-skinned Indian woman.
Well, I think you're exaggerating the percentage who are going to be affected primarily by abortion. I think it's lower. Trump enjoyed a 4-point gain on the economy post the debate. We need to emphasize that. The economy is the number one issue in America. The economy, inflation, and the migration issue are the top three. So I think you're exaggerating the role of abortion. Taylor Swift is one among innumerable. Dwayne The Rock, for example, has come out for Trump. A host of other very prominent figures are supporting Trump. There's a good time between now and the actual election. But I just take exception. I like the way you're doing it. I think you're very thoughtful. But I do not believe it's going to pan out as you described. Now, the wild card is the extent to which they can manipulate the outcome by theft and whether they can make it plausible for her to be a candidate. They gave her the earbuds. She had a lot of training. It may or may not have been an actress wearing a Kamala mask. I have divided reports about that from people who I respect. Some think no, but she was just given a lot of training and the earbuds told exactly what to say. But her gestures and expressions, to me, they were so perfect, it would have required an experienced actress to pull it off. That's my thought. There's no end of gaffes that are going to take place. When Vance debates Walz, he's going to reduce him to a pile of putty. I mean, it's pathetic. Walz is an utter mediocrity. And as the threat of the migrants increases, the horror at Bush, at Biden-Harris is going to grow in the fact that she concealed his incompetence. So, look, I very respectfully dissent, but I like your argument. You come well fortified with claims that are very sensible. So give us a final thought, Paul, or add to it.
Yeah, well, one thing concerning Trump and the claim about the economy, I'm one of these people that I blame the economy always and mostly on the Federal Reserve and the timing of interest rates and the money supply. And it's not Trump's fault, really, but back under COVID, the Federal Reserve thought they'd do some money printing to, you know, like help with the pandemic hysteria. And so it's because really of the Federal Reserve opening up and just printing so much money back under Trump that caused the current inflation of today. And we're still suffering because of that.
But Paul, that is not in anyone's mind. I mean, you may discern that, virtually no one else.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you a story I got for tomorrow. I just didn't have room for it today. The View is freaking out. Because the Democrats need like 60% of the youth vote in order to win, and they aren't getting anything like that, which is part of why I suggest they paid Taylor Swift $1 million to make the endorsement. They know they're panic-stricken. They're very worried. No young person could be enthusiastic about what Biden-Harris have brought us with a mass immigration, men and women sports, undoing law and order and the like. I mean, it gives them a miserable prospect for the future. So look, I respect your ability to argue. I think you're very good at that. But I disagree, and I think it's going to be different. If it's going to be lost, it's not going to be lost for the reasons you've adumbrated. It's going to be lost because they've stolen the election in 2024, just as they did it in 2022 and 2020. But you'll love this, Paul. The next caller, Sammy. So Sammy's right here to explain why I'm sure he still thinks that Kamala is going to win, but I'm leaving it up to him. I'm not going to speak for him, Paul. Thank you for the call. Sammy, join the conversation, my friend. from Las Vegas. Sammy, are you there? Mike, did we lose Sammy?
I don't know. I'm not hearing anything from him.
Sammy, I'm hoping you're there, my friend. Let's turn to Vic. Vic in Minnesota. Vic, join the conversation.
Hello, Professor. I'm here.
Oh, good, Sammy. Please go right ahead. We couldn't find you out there in cyberspace. Go right ahead, Sammy.
What you were saying earlier in your show, Professor, how I really liked what you said, and it's what I've been saying all along. Look, if we vote in Trump, we get a genocidal Zionist. If we vote in Kamala, we get a genocidal Zionist.
Yeah, that was Henry Mack. That was Henry Mack. Yeah, I was reporting. Go ahead. Go ahead, Sammy.
I can't support a genocidal Zionist. I can't support anybody that supports genocide. And that's where I'm coming from. I don't like neither one of them. But I don't know if you heard, Professor, the UN, my wife was so happy about this. The UN declared in 2022, China is without poverty. There is no people in China today living under poverty. Everybody has a house. Everybody has food to eat. They get their retirement. They're living pretty good. They're actually, and that's amazing. Look at all the poverty and the homelessness and the people living in the street. Why is that? Because China prints their own money and passes it out that way. They're not paying the Federal Reserve, allowing them to charge any interest rate they feel like charging. We got to get rid of this Federal Reserve. That's what's keeping America down, and I don't think we'll get through it. I think probably before the election we'll be at war, Professor. I still believe that.
Well, there's an effort for it to happen before Trump gets into office. I think that's right, because Trump really is a non-interventionist. He's not an isolationist. He just believed the U.S. shouldn't get involved in wars unless the national interest of the United States is at stake. And I agree with him 100%. So I think they're going to try to rush the cadence. They're trying to get a war going with Russia. They're sending or authorizing long-range strikes into Russia is a declaration of war. Putin has made it clear. So now that we've done it, we have the report that Biden has approved the use of long-range strikes into Russia. That means we are at a state of war already as I'm speaking. And I guarantee 100% we're not going to be happy with the outcome. Sammy.
Yeah, and this could happen sooner than you think. When we start dropping bombs into Moscow, they're going to start throwing bombs back, believe me.
That's right. It'll be rockets, but you're 100% correct. It's going to be a missile war, and I'm guaranteeing we are not going to be happy campers. We're going to see a whole lot of installations go up. A lot of our cities are going to be destroyed. A lot of military-industrial complex. They already let it known. They take out Boeing, Raytheon, General Dynamics. I'm counting on taking out Pentagon and Langley. Those would be my top priorities for Russia to hit. And I'm not going to shed a lot of tears, given that we have so abused our role in the world and our military and our influence to abuse other nations. It's the chickens coming home to roost, Sammy.
And Professor, I really appreciate you telling Tom yesterday to stop calling up and acting like this is his show. He used to do that same shit with Mike Rivero, He'll send Mike Rivero a couple of bucks. And it got to the point where Mike was getting like six calls. The same six people were calling him every day, the same story every day, until Mike had to give it up because there's no money to be made like that. You got to get thousands of listeners to make a profit with this. And the way they're doing it, you're going to go bankrupt. You can't live on the same six callers calling every day saying the same damn thing. Nobody wants to listen to that.
I value first-time callers. Sammy, I think you're a terrific guy. And I just was opposing not him arguing about your ideas, but attacking you personally. I don't like that. And I think he understands. And I expect we're going to hear from him in a few moments. I got to hear, Sammy, did you have a final thought you'd like to add?
Yeah, I'm not. I know in his own warped way, Tom means well, but come on, man. I'm starting to worry about you, really. You're starting to scare me. It's not natural for a man to love another man the way you love Trump. It's just not natural. Anyway, you have a great one, Professor.
Thanks, Sammy. Thanks very much. Vic in Minnesota, are you there, Vic? I want to hear from you if you are there, Vic. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you there?
Yes. Yes, sir.
He is not. He's gone. Okay. Tom, the floor is yours, my friend. Welcome back.
Vic should be here. I don't know what's going on. There he is. Vic, you're on the air, Vic.
Go ahead, Vic. Let me hear from you. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm from Minnesota, but Delio is, I want to say that it's like one of the best shows on RBN, so boom, boom.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm glad.
Yes.
Tell us more, Vic. Go ahead. Give us more of your thoughts.
Well, I think we're in a... people hurt, so that kind of situation.
Yeah.
So it's gonna probably be hurting here soon. Other than that,
what did you think about the debate?
I didn't even watch it.
Okay.
I thought to myself, time to go to bed and not look back. So
Vic, I know a lot of others felt the same way, especially they find Harris so difficult to take. And, you know, they had her toned down. They definitely had her controlled. They have done something to make her appear almost rational. I mean, the script, they had the questions
in
advance.
She's like almighty, isn't she? She's like almighty now.
Say again?
I said she's like almighty. Almighty.
No, she's actually she's a total airhead.
They're trying to make her that.
Yeah. They're marketing her like toothpaste, okay? The whole thing is propaganda, advertising, spinning. But in this case, they had the questions in advance. They'd worked out good answers. They anticipated what Trump would say. They trained her. They prompted her. They rehearsed her on how to react. And she had earbuds. Those earrings were mini mics right into her ear to tell her what to say, what gestures to make. Assuming it wasn't actually an actress, she performed well as an actress. She performed well, far above expectation. But she's still the same airhead. So who do you want to make decisions, you know, affecting our military in a time of stress? We're there now. That's the last person you want to have in a position of responsibility. The last. Go ahead, Vic.
Yeah, I think they're being lazy about a situation of they already think they have the control of everything. And they probably do. They probably have the control of everything. So,
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been.
lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all come?
Somebody ought to ask Taylor Smith how much she was paid to make her endorsement. Vic, I know you're still here. Give us a few final thoughts, Vic.
Yeah, my final thoughts are the situation with the United States American veterans. I mean, they cry and whine about all this and that, but they volunteered for it. But boom, boom, you know, like where's any sort of organization about anything? The other thing is that about the elections and Trump. I'm like in disbelief when they said Kamala Harris. You know, like they announced Kamala the day that the true Kamala died. So anyway, I don't know. But the thing is like I want to say is like you're doing a really good job on your show, and I love listening to you. And maybe I'll call back. and some other time.
I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. And the other thing is, like, you know where Duluth is, right?
Okay, I was there for 19 years, Vic.
Yeah, did you ever drive through Cloquet?
Sure, of course. Charming little town. So you're in Cloquet? Yeah? I was on the Duluth campus, University of Minnesota, from 87 to 2006.
Yeah, no, so I always dreamed about asking that question to you, so. Yeah, man, I love your show, and I'm going to keep on listening. So that's my final thought. So,
well, you call
night.
Again. You thank call you. Again, my friend. Thank you very much.
Absolutely,
thank you, Vic. Yeah, take care. Tom, go ahead. The floor is yours. Tom, are you there? Mike, do we have Tom? No, have
I don't
we
know what's going on with these guys. Everybody seemed to have different phone problems, but
okay,
Tom should be here, but he's not.
Let's go to JP in Chicago then. JP, join the conversation. Go ahead, JP.
Yeah, great show, and I don't want to take over the show or anything, but you're much better than Rivera. I mean, I remember the years of Rivera, but, you know, he didn't get taken out because of the same six people. It was he took the kill shot. I remember him and his wife took the kill shot, and he's also the one that came out, and he admitted he was a Kazarian Jew, an Ashkenazi, and when he did his own DNA, he found out his DNA was nothing to do with Moses. That the Khazarian tribe, which we find now they call themselves Ashkenazi, are literally Turk, Mongolian, and maybe a little European in there. That's their genetic line. So the genetic line comes from Mongolia and Genghis Khan.
Michael Rivero is a Khazarian Jew? I'm stunned.
Yeah. He admitted that on one of his shows. So I kind of tuned off after that.
That's fascinating. The impression I get is he was a big censor on various issues, like he wouldn't talk about 9/11, and I don't know what all else. You can probably tell me better, but I don't believe in censorship. You even heard me give a report from Henry Mackow, with which I generally, I don't endorse it, but I think he's got he himself is Jewish, but he's a critic of Israel. And I want to share diverse points of view for us all to think about and make up our own minds. He was also, I think, a critic about the moon landing. So he seemed to think that we'd actually gone to the moon. I mean, tell me more, JP.
Well, that's just the gossip. And I tuned off after a while because he was doing the same old routine. And he was, like a controlled opposition. And I think we got other ones in RPM. I won't call them out. But they're always using the JEW word all the time, calling out the JEW. And I'm just saying, hey, there's real Jews and they're fake Jews. And I think the Ashkenazi are the fake ones. That's just my point. But what I really wanted to talk about, Jim, is what you said earlier. And this is because I like your show because it's like an intelligence report. You get guys from all over the country and everybody, gives their little piece of the pie. But one thing I just mentioned, you mentioned earlier about Putin, I just watched this report on RT that Putin himself said, quote, if they use long-range weapons, that means NATO is involved in the war. Okay? So by using, and what he said, what's very key, he said they can't use these long-range, like AGM missiles and long-range HIMARS, without getting satellite ISR information from satellites. And those satellites are NATO, not Ukraine. Ukraine doesn't have any satellites. So he said, that's the red line. And he just came out and said that 15 minutes ago. So that's huge. They are trying
to start
huge. A war.
That's huge. You expect some of those satellites are about to disappear. That's a great way
that's
to
what I'm thinking.
Knock out the effing satellites that are being used for long-range strikes. He cannot tolerate long-range strikes on Russia, period.
No, because they could be doomed.
Hang on, JP, hang on.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
JP, 2 points, one relatively minor, the other major. Mike's informing me, Rivero said he was Sephardic. He was a Sephardic Jew.
Oh.
Layla's on the line. She may address this rather than a Kazarian, but I want you to repeat the report from Putin of just 15 minutes ago, declaring that a deep strikes in Russia mean NATO is attacking Russia, and that will not be allowed. I want you to repeat that, because we're on the edge. This is really the cutting edge of World War III right here.
Yeah, and this is right from the horse's mouth. The RT, you go on the Rumble, look up the latest RT report, and just posted 5 minutes ago. It's probably longer now, but Putin says if long-range weapons are used, it means NATO is directly involved in the war. That's his red line. And we got Blinken over there with that, you know, they got some guy from Britain, one of their tools they got over there. Now they're talking about bringing bringing Ukraine into NATO. They mentioned that in their report.
That was so stupid. That was so colossally stupid. How could he at this point in time be talking about Ukraine becoming a member of NATO? That is not going to be allowed to happen, and that he should say it just shows he's nothing but a Khazarian stooge, and we know he's a Khazarian stooge. It's just never been more obvious.
Yes, and I apologize about Rivero. My girlfriend was Sephardic Jew, and she, you know, Deborah, she's a clean-cut woman. She prayed before every meal. She was a millionaire. She had her own business, a very strong, dominant female, and she was Sephardic, Puerto Rican, and Jewish, and Irish. Beautiful woman. So I respect the real Jews that come from Moses, but these fake ones, they're from Genghis Khan. You look up Genghis Khan.
Yeah,
that was
not a nice guy.
No, but that's their DNA. One last thing. There was a good show with Bennett on again with one of your guests, Dr. Pigeon, I think it is.
Stephen Pigeon. I don't know if he's Scott Bennett. He features Pigeon all the time. Yeah, tell me about it.
Great interview. Just real quick, they're talking about Wag the Dog. If anybody hasn't watched that movie, I recommend it. Talks all about how politics are, how they try to start a war to affect the elections, you know. So that's what they were talking about. I think that has a lot of credibility with their election going forward, that they might try. They are pushing this war to do the Wag the Dog.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Thanks, JP. A lot of good stuff there, especially that report from Putin. I'm really glad you got that in today. I'm really glad. That is a real red line now. No one should misunderstand. Putin coming on and making that declaration, that means this is it. And if those attacks go on, World War III is upon us. Have no doubt about it. Go ahead, JP. Yeah, give us your final thought.
One last thing. I'm sorry for taking up your time. I know you got callers coming in.
It's fine. Go ahead.
But Putin is, I got to say, I was an exchange student in Germany in the 80s. He was the head of the KGB back then. He ran the Stasi program. Right. He's been in charge for 20 years. 1999 is when he got into power.
Right.
He's retooled. He's built the BRICS. I think he's the one that built the BRICS, the Shanghai Corporation, working with the Chinese, working with the old Cold War nations. He is a master chess player. And same with Lavrov. And when they come off and they just don't come off and shoot off the hip. When they say something, they mean it.
Yes.
So we have to take this seriously.
Yeah. The question is, will idiots like NATO and Blinken take it seriously? They want a war with Russia. I hope Blinken is among the very first to be taken out. JP, thanks for a great call. Layla, I'm just delighted you're here. Give us your thoughts.
Yeah, hi, Jim. First of all, anyone who listened during Mike Rivero's shows knows that I often called in, and very often Mike and I would agree, but a lot of times we got into huge debates where we disagreed. But I have the highest respect for Rivero. Mike Rivero, in fact, predicted that Gaza would rebel. First of all, Mike Rivero is not Ashkenazi, absolutely not Ashkenazi. And the word is Sephardim, because in Hebrew, it's Sfarad is the word for Spain. But that was only Mike's ancestry. Mike is an American who had Jewish ancestors from North Africa, from the Sephardi. Who lived and cooperated with the Islamic Caliphate and the Christians that lived there until the Inquisition. But anyway, Mike was very, very critical of Israel in almost every show. His bumper music was the song of Gaza, "We Will Not Go Down Silently Into the Night."
Wonderful.
Mike Rivero pretty well knew damn well that eventually Gaza would rise up. And the other thing, Mike even left Alex Jones when he was when he was appearing with Alex Jones. I don't know if he was a partner or just an occasional, but that was their major source of dispute. Alex Jones was pro-Israel and Mike Rivero was anti-Israel. And Mike Rivero has always been critical, very critical, and condemned the Ashkenazis in their what they've done.
Very, very important clarification, and I appreciate all of this, Layla. I want to give him every credit he deserves, and he deserves a lot of credit.
Mike is a very intelligent, brilliant man who has a lot of knowledge. And by the way, I will conclude without criticism to anyone else. I'm not inviting any backstabbing or any criticism. Allow me to have my opinion.
Sure.
I agree with Sammy. I completely agree with what Sammy said. So now, if you'll forgive me, Jim, thank you for letting me have my say.
Oh, Layla, I want you to say more. I want you to say more, please. We got a day. We have had trouble with the lines. You're welcome to say more. Go right ahead. What did you take of the debate? Did you watch the debate?
No, I didn't bother because why bother? The outcome is already known. I mean, it doesn't matter who gets elected. It can be Trump or it can be Kamala. The point is they're not the one who calls the shot anyway. And who, they take the money and follow the orders of the donor class. Let's just call them the donor class.
Yeah.
That's the word that Mearsheimer uses, and I think that's a wonderful way to describe those that have destroyed not only all of the Western world and interfered all around the world. It is the a global donor class who think they're going to control everything. Now, what they're doing, what they're going to do with Netanyahu in the end, he has pretty well served his purpose. I'm curious to see how he will end up. Iran is not going to intervene because Iran knows that the U.S. is going to step in and destroy things. Saudi Arabia now has sided with the others, with the other Arabs and the Palestinians, and the Muslim world is coming together. And that is a shame because it should not be based on Muslim loyalty or Jewish loyalty or Ashkenazi loyalty. It should be a matter of human dignity and human morality.
Yes.
You know, we have to respect all of, when an individual shows that they are criminal by intent and they are cognizant of their criminality and yet they go ahead and do it, or they do it on the basis of, I was just following orders. I think that was a big issue coming out of the Nuremberg trials. You cannot simply say, I was just following orders. I was sent there, so I killed people that never harmed me on the basis that I was given orders to go do it. And then say, it's their fault. The Jews did it. No, the Jews did not pull those triggers or hit the buttons. I know people from Iraq and Syria who, their whole lives, they still suffer agony. There was, in fact, on one of the shows, Deanna Spagnola used to have a Sunday show. Towards the end, she had someone substituting for her, and he invited on a Jewish man who had gone to Iraq and described what he witnessed. The deformations, the deformities of children from the spent uranium or whatever garbage was left behind by the American military and the British military and the Canadian and the Aussies and all of those others. They left behind the damage that ultimately destroyed the DNA of fetuses and newborn children. He watched as one father sat by the bedside of his son whose eyes were sitting on the outside of his face. The father was trying to comfort his child. And then the father left the room. This man followed him outside, and the father was out there crying silently. And that was only one example. I know Iraqis who cry for what they lost.
Yeah.
I strongly recommend to anybody to know what a child went through, a child from an upper-class family. She won awards for it. There's a book called The Baghdad Clock. It was first done in Arabic, but the destruction of what all of these people went through and the suffering, the agonies. You know, they say that PTSD or a bad experience dysregulates a person's ability to think clearly. The American military, the British military in particular, and the American military follow picked up where the Brits left off, and they often work together. So what they did, the damage that they have caused, we have North Americans who, as many right, you know, conservatives or Republicans ridicule them as snowflakes, who go boo-hoo-hoo over the most minor incident, while others were born into trauma, lived through trauma, watched others suffering. These kids in Gaza, anyone who survives in Gaza, what kind of life will they have? They're probably better off dead. How will they ever, the numbers of traumas that they have been through that will sear deeply into their minds? My God, how can the world just stand by and let it happen again?
Yeah.
And all the time, everyone, the Israelis, God help them, they've been indoctrinated, the Zionist Israelis.
Yes.
Half of them are in favor, half are opposed to the raping of basically hostages, because the Israelis that are in control go into the West Bank and pick off people and put them in.
Yes.
They just hold them in detention. They're more hostages than those so-called 9 hostages that the Israelis were crying over. What about the dead? What about the suffering? What about the agony?
Right.
Will the dead ever come back? Bring us back our hostages, they say. First of all, there's a precedent in law that sometimes the victim places himself in jeopardy if he goes into a place where he does not belong. Any Israeli or any person who went to Israel to take up citizenship went there knowing the circumstances of how that country was created and the theft. Anyone who takes possession of stolen property and benefits from it is themselves equally
culpable,
if not more so. Because they know
your eloquence and your passion have impressed one and all. I so appreciate. Give us a final thought.
Just, Jim, I think you're doing a great job. And your predecessor is also a great man. And RBN is lucky to have had you all. And may you continue for many years to come. Take care, everybody.
Thank you, Layla. That was wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Chance in West Virginia. Chance, join the conversation.
Gentlemen, Jimbo, how are you?
Good.
Jimbo, those two callers, Sammy and JP, they nailed it. They nailed it. Let me tell you. Rivero is controlled opposition. No doubt about it at all. I've been in this game for at least 35 years. I could smell it. It's second nature to me. And what Sammy said was right. This childish admiration for another man is so friggin' juvenile that it reminds me of little boys cheering at a little league ball game or teenage cheerleaders shaking their pom-poms and doing somersaults at a sporting event. And what Sammy says was right. Same callers day in and day out really gets boring and annoying. You know, it reminds me of people who show up at your door 5 minutes before dinner time and stay till 3 a.m. until you kick them out. I mean, that's how boring it gets. This left-right paradigm, this Republican-Democrat bullshit, I'll give you a good example. If you don't trust Trumpy Bear, the so-called right calls you a Trump hater. If you don't agree with homos, then the left calls you a gay hater or a homophobe. So what the hell is the difference between these two cults, I ask you? Think about it. They use the same tactics. What a bunch of jackwagons. There is no left-right. There is no Republican-Democrat. It's all bullshit. Either you're a constitutionalist or not. And to hold another man in admiration is so friggin' sickening that it tells me about the insecurity of some people. That's what it tells me. And with that, Jimbo, take care now.
Hey, thanks for the call, Chance. You let us know where you stand loud and clear. Rick in Arizona, join the conversation. Rick.
Okay, doctor. Hey, shout out to Chance. This is a uniparty, don't matter. Mike Rivero, okay, I like the guy, but I don't respect him. You know, he wouldn't let you talk about the chemtrails, which we all know is an actual fact, the moonwalk, you know, his defense for NASA, probably because he worked there and who knows, maybe he's got a pension coming. But, you know, Mike was, he had a good show. I mean, but I would just say, people that don't want you to talk about the moonwalk or the chemtrails, whatever. Now, I want to go back to the debate where everybody thinks that they didn't give Trump any slack. And it's just like the first debate. Nobody notices it. But David Muir asked Donald Trump to walk us through how he is going to round everybody up. And Trump did not answer the question. And David Muir did not come back and pin him down.
Yeah, but okay? I think that's not a good question for him to answer. Once he explains how he's going to do it, they're going to take measures to evade him. I think that was the right thing not to answer. I noticed that. Well, but I'm with Trump on that. He should not be spelling it out. You got to deal with millions of people here, Rick, and it's going to be real tricky and real messy. And to make it work, you got to hit him with surprise at a lot of locations at the same time. I'm telling you, he did the right thing in not spelling it out.
Well, well, everybody has their entitled to their opinion, but I just say if he doesn't want to explain it how he's going to do it, he doesn't have to say that he said he was going to do it, right? He's not on record for saying he's going to do it.
Yeah, of course he's on record for saying he's going to
do it. I'd be willing to bet you a side bet that he ain't going to deport anybody, okay? I'll be willing to bet that. He ain't going to deport anybody. Thanks for taking
it. I don't think he could do that and maintain any respect from the American people. If there's been anything central to his campaign, it's the most massive deportation program in American history. And if it doesn't happen, I will denounce him from morning to noon to evening. He will have betrayed the American people. Go right ahead. Rick Moore.
Rick dropped? Yeah. It's
Wow. We got anyone there? Did Tom call back?
No, I'm clear right now.
Well, I think this thing about what's going on? Let me pull up a little few words, then more words from Scott Ritter, who's always worthwhile. And if anyone wanted to call back, we got a couple minutes left.
Odessa may not be allowed to have military forces in Odessa, but that means Russia occupies it. Who knows? Kharkov, Sumy just, thanks to the Zelensky government, Sumy is given a death sentence because now Russia will not allow Ukraine to have sovereign control over that. And you can probably guess in Dnipropetrovsk and Mykolaiv, same thing. Any of the Ukrainian territories that border
Tom, go ahead, join the conversation. Tom, glad to have you back.
Yeah, good. Hey, Jim, good day. I only got a couple minutes. But listen, I don't know. You thought you were talking about the Supreme Court in Texas today? And the Supreme Court
United States? Tell us.
They just ruled 6-3 that Texas has all the right to kick all those illegals out of their state and send them back to Mexico.
Good.
Yeah, it was just ruled that 6-3 that the Texas governor, Abbott, now has the power to do whatever he has to do to keep the illegals out of his state.
Good, Tom. That's great news.
Yes. And the great news is this, Jim. Do you see all these people in Springfield, Ohio now that are on YouTube and they're demanding that city council, that they give Donald Trump an apology on ABC with that David Muir, the Jew? They're telling him that David Muir lied. And the city councilman never said that there was no cats being attacked and ate and the ducks and all that. So these people in Ohio are fed up with the lies of this ABC News, who's run by Disney Corporation. And now I think Donald Trump should ask for an apology from ABC News and a nationalized interview how they teamed up on him. If Donald Trump was smart, he would demand in writing where he's going to sue the hell right out of ABC for lying and covering up Kamala Harris. Donald Trump should demand that, Jim.
Look, ABC is owned by Disney, and it turns out the head ABC News is a close personal friend of Kamala, who even introduced her to her husband. She had the script. She knew the questions. It was all rehearsed. It was all set up in advance. And they, the moderator, were just stooges doing dirty work. And I thought it was outrageous. I mean, I'd seen these reports coming from Springfield that they were eating the animals. I'd seen photographs of them with dead wildlife in their hands. You're telling me that people are speaking out and saying ABC is lying about it and Trump had it right?
Yes, sir. I am saying that. Absolutely. And it's not only happened in Ohio, Jim. There's a big breaking story right now. It's going on in Pennsylvania. Did you hear about what's going on in Pennsylvania?
Tell
they brought 10,000 They brought 10,000 Haitians into Pennsylvania, and the people in Pennsylvania are saying they're doing the same thing. They're killing the cats. They can't. People can't find their pet cats. The birds are eating birds. Jim, it's all on YouTube. And now Pennsylvania population are going nuts in the state of Pennsylvania. So that Donald Trump should be running ads about all this. He should run TV ads about this. That now let the proof come out of the pudding. Well, my point is this, Jim. This is going to be a close election. And as far as that Taylor Swift, Brittany Mahomes, this style, the game the other night, they were not even sitting together. They were supposed to be buddy-buddy, Patrick Mahomes and Kelce. So I don't know. I think Travis Kelce's voted for Trump. I know the brother is, but I don't know about Taylor Swift's boyfriend. But she's been with seven men before him. He's a seven
guy. I'm saying I think Taylor was bribed. She was paid $1 million to do that endorsement. Somebody ought to ask her how much she was paid to do it.
Absolutely, Jim. And I tell you, he's a real disgrace. Disgusting, lying, dirty, lying. Is that Pierce Morgan? That guy's they're paying this guy, Pierce Morgan, BlackRock. BlackRock's paying this guy probably $10 million to try to get Kamala Harris elected. Because for the last 2 days, all he's been doing is bashing Donald Trump. This Pierce Morgan, who actually, Trump's nice enough to do an interview. Come back.
Bad.
That guy, Pierce Morgan, is a dirty, filthy limey. He's a dirty limey, and I felt it in his face. But listen, Jim, the main thing I really wanted to call you about is right now, Jim, there's a rumor. Now, I don't know if this rumor is true, but I saw it on YouTube. There's a rumor some of these biker gangs are going to unite under a truce of banner. And actually, they all might just wear American flag patches and call themselves American bikers or something. Who knows what's going to happen with this, Jim? Wouldn't that be amazing? If all these
Tom, I think the militias, I think the sheriffs, I think the bikers are going to be our strongest defense against this invasion. I think they are. The sheriffs can deputize hundreds of law-abiding citizens and entitle them to use lethal force. We got to get rid of this immigrant invasion, Tom. We got to get rid of it.
Well,
and these stories from Ohio and Pennsylvania are going to be powerful. They're going to sweep the country. The revulsion of the fake media. Tom, good stuff.
Yep. I think the Christian militias are going to get stronger than ever. And I tell you right now, Jim, they keep messing around. If Kamala gets in, I'm going to have to think about something very serious. And I hope the Christian militias in this country unite and they get so powerful, it'll make any other organization look like clowns. Because we got to take back this country and the founding fathers.
Yep. We do.
We can't allow this country to go on like this anymore.
We do, Tom.
No. We got you.
Miles in Maine, James in Vancouver, call in tomorrow. I'll get you on early. Sorry I couldn't make it today. Thank you all for calling. Spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, the people you love and care about. Because believe me, what Putin said is right. That is a red line. And I guarantee you, those missiles are going to fly, and Russia is going to respond. We're on the verge of World War III as I speak. And support RBN.